anyone at the office. He wasn't ashamed. It's just that his workplace was an old-fashioned boys' club. He wasn't so naive to think that the new gay guy would be accepted with open arms, not with a group that hit the gym and the bar together after work. He had intended on feeling out the atmosphere for a couple of weeks before he came out to them, but this hadn't been part of the plan. With a flash of a little green light, the door clicked open, and the men entered the dimly lit room. Dane tossed his suitcase in a corner, kicked off his shoes, shrugged off his jacket, and headed for the bathroom, loosening his necktie as he went. His broadened shoulders stretched the fabric of his shirt. "I'm going to wash off the road grime," he said, pulling his dress shirt off of his trousers. "Mind me calling dibs on the shower?" Tad cleared his throat so his voice wouldn't break again.
No. No, go ahead. I'll unpack."
Dane didn't unbutton his dress shirt. He just pulled it right over his head. It may as well have played in slow motion to the tune of lusty music. Ice hit Tad's veins. The hard line where Dane's hips stopped and his muscle sides began, the V disappearing under his belt, the toned six-pack, the chiseled lines of his chest, the sweeping round of his broad shoulders, the biceps cut in stone. Dane turned to the shower and started the water running. Tad was staring. He was aware of it, but he couldn't stop. He shook his head and busied his hands. He yanked his suitcase onto the mattress and began the process of emptying its contents into one of the matching set of dressers. Still, Dane didn't shut the bathroom door. From day one at the office, the big man's allusions to his college football days had been present. He was a man with a crew cut, who was used to locker rooms and public showers. He had no idea. His belt slapped against the tile floor, catching Tad's attention. He tried not to watch, but it was too tempting. From the corner of his eye, Tad held himself in check as Dane stepped out of his slacks. His thighs filled out his boxer briefs, and his calves were tightly knit balls of muscle. Dane strode over to the shower and pulled the curtain back to check the temperature. Steam poured out. Pleased, he bent and in one swift motion peeled off his briefs. Tad's jaw dropped open and he froze solid. The man's ass was perfect. Full and muscled, his ass cheeks flexed as he stepped into the shower. The stream of water broke into a staccato rhythm as it pounded onto the naked flesh of the man behind the curtain. Tad's hand shot to the crotch of his pants. Shit, he was getting an erection. He was getting an erection fast. He had two options: go for a walk and hope no one noticed the perv walking the halls as he calmed down, or he had maybe 10 minutes. Maybe. He had no idea how quick of a shower Dane was. It tempted him. It was a challenge, and the fear of discovery, it filled him with dread and exhilaration. Maybe 9 minutes now, indecision. He bit into his lip. If he did it now, the tension would be gone. He'd be relaxed for the rest of the evening. It would make tonight easier. He could be quick. Hell, with Dane just on the other side of the curtain, he'd be quick if he liked it or not. He'd have enough time to make a pot of coffee afterward. Tad's fingers couldn't move fast enough. He fumbled with his belt and yanked his pants around his thighs. He sat on the bed and fixated on the shower curtain. If he stared hard enough, he could see the faltering outline of Dane's body on the other side of the curtain. His hand closed around his swollen cock and pumped. His body's reaction was immediate. His muscles tensed and he thrilled. His blood pumped. The water pulsated between hitting the shower's floor and beating into Dane's skin. The slopping of the washcloth over his body was intoxicating. Tad clenched his jaws shut and thrust his hips into his tight grip. The hot water was running down his neck, over his shoulders, washing away the lather from his chest. He bet it clung in rivulets down the deeply cut lines of Dane's muscles. It ran right down the middle of his abdomen, pulling the suds with it, down to soak his pubic hair and tickle his balls. Dane grunted from behind the curtain, and Tad's cock twitched, pre-cum spurting from the tip. Could Dane have his shaft in his hand? That's usually how Tad grunted when he scrubbed his balls and cock. Oh, God. Dane was smearing soap all over his cock, rubbing it hard. It had to be big. Bet he used two hands. Did he get a Woody when he scrubbed himself? He bet he groped himself a little longer than needed. Bet he squeezed his balls just a little. Bet he ran his hand on the length of his cock. Tad gasped and cried out. He came hard, and it took all the breath from him. "You okay out there?" Dane shouted from the shower, and the water turned off. Panic set in. Tad jerked his pants up and searched for a Kleenex box. Yeah, just stubbed my toe. He knew he couldn't look. He grabbed handfuls of clothes from his suitcase and shoved them into the nearest dresser drawer. The rings of the shower curtain scraped over the rod, and Dane sighed as he stepped out of the shower. A handful of socks got shoved into the drawer. The rustling scrub of a towel over wet hair. The hair on his head or between his legs. Boxer briefs next to the undershirts. Slacks need to go into the closet. The closet next to the bathroom, thank God. Dane had a bleached white towel draped around his waist. The knot that held it together sagged to the right of his navel, nice and low. Right where the crease of his hips met the taut skin of his abdomen and dipped down. He hadn't toweled off very well. Droplets ran down his broad back. Fuck, man, you're staring. Tad shook himself out of it and blocked out the vision of the Greek adult.